Well, there's much more that we could say and explore about understanding problems. But let's briefly review what we've covered here. First, in the broadest sense, we considered a problem to be a situation in which the best way to reach a goal is not immediately apparent. That usually means that you're faced with a novel task. Then we turned our attention to the groundbreaking work of Newell and Simon. We reviewed what they describe as the four core features of a problem: a goal, objects or resources, operations, and constraints. Based on Newell and Simon's model of the problem-solving process, we reviewed two types of problems and two kinds of problems they describe. The types of problems are knowledge lean, which require little specialized knowledge, skill, or experience to solve, and knowledge rich problems that do require specific substantive and procedural knowledge to solve. Then there are well-defined and ill-defined types of problems. The well-defined problems usually have linear, clear-cut solutions. Ill-defined problems may have many possible right answers. And we learned that just because you are good at one of those does not mean you will be good at the other.